This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Eminem showed up to sing Lose Yourself, which caught people way off guard. It won, though, Best Original Song almost two decades ago. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even there to collect. He was just literally,
here to sing a song.
Tonight, and then that night, he showed up just to sing it.
Mm. Did you guys see any of it?
No.
It didn't even look like he was saying any of it.
Oh, really?
The microphone was like...
Doesn't matter where it was?
Yeah, he'd pull it away and then put it back and pull it away. Huh. I'm sure he rapped a little bit with it, but... People were blown away that he would even do that song, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They caught people totally off guard. But I didn't see whether he was lip-syncing or... You think it was all to track?
Yeah, I think there was a big track, and I think that he was backing it up with himself. But I think that he kind of like...
But he didn't even have to.
It didn't line up that often.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, here's a little taste of it here. Let's see.
But it was just weird, too, that he would do this song. I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely unexpected.
Like, this part's all him.
Yeah.
Did you capture it? Just let it slip. His palms are
sweaty, knees weak. Well, you can tell there's a dual track.
Yeah.
Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth. Words won't come out, he's choking how? Everybody's choking now, the clock's run out. Time's up, hope.
Oh, yeah, like, it's a backtrack, but,
What a different crowd you are.
They're all like, what's happening?
They
shoot like
Martin Scorsese at one point, and he's like, what the Christ? How is this Oscars?
Oh, man.
Do you know what I hate?
I hate when we zoom in on us just white people who have no rhythm.
And they say, and they move their hand around.
Like, yeah,
look at that.
It's a terrible song to try to rock to in a tux.
It is.
Oh, like, yeah, like, see there, yeah. It didn't seem right.
It's like, it's uncomfortable.
Why do we do it?
There's a white mom rocking out.
Why do we do it?
I lost myself in the music.
I gotta be honest, I just lost it. I went nuts.
I have to admit, though, that would be me at a Lizzo show. That same exact mom. That same exact mom.
Well, yeah, and they'd find you.
Yep.
James would be the white mom in the Lizzo show.
Yes.
Say you like a girl, baby.
Yeah, that's not a shock to me.
It's her juice.
It's what we do. It's what we do. No rhythm. One guy was literally touching his ear to his shoulder and then his ear to his other shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Cool. What is that? This is awesome.
I think it's people. Oh, my God.
Oh,
look at
man.
That.
When you look at it with no sound, it's real crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I think people want to be enthusiastic or like, you know, hey, cheer them on a little bit, but they don't know what to do. You're in this. You're all dressed up.
I think the camera's on you, so you got to do something.
You can just sit there, I guess. But then
that lady went full Woodstock on acid. Yeah. That one lady, she went full Woodstock.
It reminds me of a couple concerts that I've went to that were big giveaways at a casino.
Oh, a casino show, yeah.
I went there, and I was super into the band that was going to be there. And then I looked around, and I'm like, oh, no. Everyone who's here was comp these tickets.
Yeah.
And it was just hundreds of old people
that knew the music.
And it started, and they're like, oh my God, get us out of here. Help. You know? And that's what this is. Yeah. Luckily, it's only one song, so the people can kind of shake their heads around and move their arms in the air.
That was wild.
And then it's over, and then they're back to just normal old people stuff. Back to the Oscars.
You're right. I've been to some of those shows. And some of them I've been to at casinos were great. Other ones where maybe they've comped more people.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You can tell when they've comped. Like, it's been a tougher show for them to sell.
So they've comped a bunch of the seats, and those people just took the night out and have no idea who the band even is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And are hammered.
Yeah. There was a band I went to see that they expected everyone right off the bat to stand up, and the front row stood up.
And that was it.
That was it.
That was it. Everyone else was like, hey. And then they would just get up and leave. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And remember,
we talked about that service. I think it's called Cameo, where you can pay, like, depending on the celebrity, hundreds of dollars for them to send a personalized video.
Yes.
Yeah. James has spent about $350 on that. I think.
Yeah. I'll get all the celebrities to tell me how handsome I am.
Yeah.
And happy birthday, big boy.
Yes.
Vince Neil is on there. He's one of the people you can pick.
Vince Neil.
For $400. That's his price.
So affordable.
He's at the low end.
Oh, that's
he's
the,
at
low
the
end.
Cheap end.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because some of them were like thousands.
Yeah.
And despite assurances from Motley Crue and others that Vince Neil is working with trainers and nutritionists and has got his act together in anticipation of Crue's big summer tour, this new video suggests otherwise.
Okay.
The video in question was purchased by a fan for $400 via Cameo, was intended as a birthday gift for the fan's brother. And this is what
this is they okay got. To play?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He doesn't swear. This is it here.
Oh. Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So, keep on rocking, shout the devil, and do some feel good stuff at four in big old 4-0, you man.
Oh my god!
See you later.
Oh my god! He's so fat now. He says birthday. Happy birthday!
By the way,
happy birthday.
This is so sad.
The text he was supposed to read said, "Happy birthday to Derek."
Hey Decker, this is
Decker. Happy birthday.
Oh,
he didn't even get the guy's name right. Hey, Dacry,
happy birthday.
Dacry.
It's actually probably a perfect birthday gift for that guy.
Yeah, oh, probably. My God.
Get the name wrong and everything.
Oh, perfect.
Nailed it.
Guys.
Pay $100 extra for him to be drunk to do yours.
Guys.
What, Chuck? What, Chuck?
Those shows are going to be epic.
Those shows
are going
to
be epic.
Oh, there's a different reason to see Motley Crue.
What will Vince Neil be up to? How will he sound? What will he say?
The Motley Crue comedy tour.
He has not lost a single pound.
Nope.
I can tell you that.
Oh, my God. You can see it in his chins.
I think he gained a few.
I think you're on to something.
He gained a few, dude.
I think he did, too.
Happy birthday, Dacry.
Hey, Dacry, this is Vince Neil. I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from
birthday.
Ethan and Blake. So keep on rocking, shout the devil, and
what's he say here?
And do some feel good stuff at big old 4-0, you man.
Oh, okay. Right.
See you later.
So he can't even read. The message was, happy birthday to Derek from Christian, Mom, Tanya, Ethan, and Blake. Shout at the devil to start off this new decade and take the opportunity to kickstart your auto search and sales. Listen to the doctor and feel good about the big 4-0 in 2020. So he couldn't even read the end part there. He screwed it all up.
Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So
he forgot Tanya.
Keep on rocking, shout at the devil, and do some feel-good stuff at 4-0. Big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later.
Okay, so let's just say someone pays you $400 to send out some kind of greeting.
Uh-huh.
You record that one.
Yes.
And you're just like, fine.
You're like, send.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't instantly go, you know what, I'm pretty sure that was bad. I'm pretty sure I didn't nail it.
Redo it.
No. You at least try again.
He's a one and done kind of guy.
It was like 22 seconds. It would be a 22 second little time frame to do it again.
Oh.
He couldn't.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of.
Oh, man.
I bet you there's a lot of behind the scenes activities just to get him to do this.
I can't even imagine.
Kickstart his heart.
You think that's the best of many?
I don't know about that, but I think just getting him on that balcony and a phone in his hand was a big, big ordeal.
Yeah.
Was a big ordeal.
Oh, my God.
I bet you're right.
I totally agree. We're going to have to retweet this so you can see it for yourself, because it is something you need to witness at least once.
Yeah.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, Shad the Devil, and do some so good stuff. It's cool, big old four of you, man. All right, see you later.
Even if threw up, it would have been really funny.
What would be hilarious if they had the message like scrolling
they should
to
have
what he's
supposed to
have
say.
Said?
Yep. Man. What a mess.
Sounds like he's talking about going to Guam and then
I don't know what.
I hope Daiquiri had a good birthday because
feel good.
Well, Daiquiri. Now it's amazing.
Yeah, now I guess, it's right? Amazing. I guess that's better than your normal
Jesus
go to.
It's like
cameo
everything
message.
Really realistically, it's everything you were hoping to spend $400 on. You're right.
Dude, that's $800 worth.
Do you know what I mean? Vince, like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's better than you could have hoped for.
Go check it out, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Okay, we're like two decades into the GPS thing.
Yes.
So I'm amazed these stories still come up. You'd think at this point, whenever a GPS tells you to drive into a body of water, you'd be like, no, GPS, no.
No, yeah. We're driving in.
A guy was visiting Minneapolis this weekend. He was using Google Maps to get walking directions back to his hotel. At 3 a.m. Saturday.
Oh, boy.
He walked right into the Mississippi River because that's what Google Maps told him to do.
Oh, boy.
He kept walking.
Mm-mm.
Firefighters luckily were able to rescue him. And
wait
he
a
only
second. So he's in the body of water.
Just kind of walking.
But it was just like, stand straight.
I know. Keep going.
I'll just maybe come out the other side right at the hotel.
I believe I might be in the Mississippi.
Says I can do it. Phone says I can do it.
Firefighters were able to rescue him. Luckily, he only had a mild case of hypothermia.
Oh, my God.
When they asked him why he walked into the water, he said, Google Maps said you got to cross the river. So I was doing that. A fire department spokesman says the guy just should have taken the bridge instead.
Yeah, there's probably a bridge somewhere.
Google Maps got to fix that. We're too dumb to not try to cross the Mississippi River on foot.
Yeah.
It's just maybe in the program it should be, you know that if you try to cross a river, you'll die usually. Put that in there.
Put that in there now.
But it won't even tell you, like, hop a ditch, right? It's not going to tell you to hop a ditch.
Nope.
Oh, no, it'll never do that.
No. Take over.
Should find you a bridge. It's like, nah, just cross the Mississippi.
Swim.
Swim across the Mississippi.
Good luck. Swim. Kick.
They just have to know that. The public's too dumb to deal with these things now. We have to tell them everything.
I know.
Don't enter a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But then they'd have to say that their maps aren't always correct. And would they admit to that?
I don't think they would. Although they're having old people drive into rivers, too. They got to get this river thing fixed.
Yeah, there's something about the rivers.
The rivers they can't get quite right.
No.
No Google. They don't have a Google submarine.
I wonder if there's effers out there messing with it. Because, you know, on some of these apps, you can say if it's not, like, if you show up to some place and it's not like they said, you can report it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
So you could be like, cross here.
Yeah.
There's a new cross.
We all got together and were like, no, it's actually here. Report. And then they're like, oh, five people have said it's wrong. Let's move it. And it's actually
crazy.
The river.
Five Russians did it. We may
Could it be hackers?
We'll drown them. We make everybody walk into the river.
Could it be hackers?
They were dumb.
Could be.
I'm not sure.
Man.
That's just mean troll.
When you look down and you're like, well, I'm about to get in the Mississippi River.
You should know.
You just say, something's wrong.
You guys ever see the Mississippi River? Because it's crazy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be just trying to cross that thing.
No, no.
I think it killed like 100 million pioneers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the just color of it looks like they're still in there somewhere.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not beautiful.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah. When someone, I think we were in New Orleans and Amber's like, let's take a riverboat on the Mississippi River. We walked by. I'm like, hard pass.
Yeah.
It smells like sewage and it looks like
brown.
Brown. Yeah. It's like liquid poop.
Jesus.
No.
Smells like sewage and looks like brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi River.
Mississippi River.
The old Mississippi.
Ah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
Today's Pervert of the Day is a TSA agent.
What?
Who tricked a traveler into showing off her boobs.
You know,
I don't think you can do that.
You cannot.
Are those bombs? Let me see those.
Jesus.
He tricked a traveler into twice showing off her breasts.
Wow.
As she went through security at one of the world's busiest airports, LAX.
We're going to need to see those titties again, ma'am.
Yeah. Right in the line?
Oh, my God.
Here's what happened. This is a 22-year-old guy.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Lamelli, working at LAX. He said first he had to look inside her bra to make sure she wasn't hiding anything.
Let me take a look down there.
Then he said he had to look inside her pants so she wasn't hiding anything in there. He then took her to what he said would be a private room for further security screening. But as they were riding an elevator to this private room, he said, you know what? I can do the screening right here if you want. Just get this over with.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, with no one else around and no cameras, right?
Yeah.
So he had her pop her top so he could see her full breasts. He then again looked down her pants and then said, you know what? You're free to go. By the way, nice titties.
Oh, no, oh, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Yikes.
That's not good.
Nope.
They picked this guy up at his house. He's being held in lieu of $50,000 bail. Going to make a court appearance in Los Angeles County Supreme Court. The TSA did not respond to requests for comment.
No. I wonder if the elevator actually did have a camera in it.
You'd think that most of them do.
Most of them do, right? Even in just a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, you know that you can't.
Unless
really...
that he just knew that specific one was some kind of service elevator.
Right.
He knew the tricks.
Wow, ladies, never, ever do that. Just, I mean, I understand why a woman would fall for it, right? Totally get why that could happen. I'm just giving ladies, this should never happen.
Yeah.
Don't ever let that happen to you.
And I just wonder what kind of pervy way he was, like, checking down her pants and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, what a perv. Oh, jeez.
No, that's not him.
I can't.
That would be a scary.
TSA needs to do better.
I was looking for pictures of him this morning and couldn't find any. Was wondering if there was any that have come up since then, but
like
no.
One of the devil's rejects.
Yeah.
That's not him. That crazy man.
Yeah, no. Mm. When you Google a guy's name, weird people come up, but it's not this guy. He's a 22-year-old, I guess fairly new TSA agent.
Well, yeah, it took him 10 seconds to be fired, so.
Bold.
You know, he's sneaking people off to elevators and...
Yeah.
You hope that's the one and only time it happened and it hasn't happened
before. What in his perv brain? It's just there's a beautiful girl that comes through and he just can't, his perv brain can't help it. Like, you can go online and look at boobs
right
all day long,
but
all night long.
They're not attached to that woman right there in the flesh, right? I guess that's the thinking. That's the thought behind it. But why risk your entire life for one pair of boobs that you can't even touch?
No.
Right? It's just to see them?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to risk everything for? You're going to hope maybe she doesn't say anything? Okay, let me ask you.
The comment at the end, which is just... That seals the deal.
Oh, right. And that probably did.
You know?
That made her absolutely realize this wasn't legit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, because, you know, women in this situation would know instantly. If you this happened to you and the guy's like, you got to take you for secondary screening, and then the elevator's like, listen, if you just want to whip your pants down here, we can just do it right here.
You know.
I feel like you should know, but at the same time.
You're scared. And
you're scared, and it got your whole life, right?
Right.
Like, this guy can say anything.
Catch. I got a flight to
you
catch.
You gotta get moving, Dave.
I gotta get places.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like, there it is.
You'll have to tase my wiener out of my pants, sir, I'd say.
I'd be like, well, there's nothing hiding there.
I just think as a guy, one, would I do it? Two, would I report it? You should, of course, absolutely. Men can be victims just like women. But there's more shame involved with guys. The thought that I was dumb enough to whip my dong out for a dude.
Well, that's, and I think that's where the shame comes from. It's not necessarily about like, oh, this guy that's into me made me do some stuff. It's like, man, I look so dumb for taking my pants off in an elevator for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, now that I think about it, I look so dumb. What was I thinking? I put my feet on a guy's head and, you know, like.
How crazy.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, he kind of capitalized on the moment.
Yeah, he knew he had that power.
Yeah, he did.
You know?
Unfortunately, for as many good TSA agents, I'm sure, that are out there, there's weirdos that get through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And take advantage of people. So, they should not ask to look down your top or your pants in an elevator.
Or just ask you to free them up.
Very true.
Yes. You don't.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't even think they're allowed to ask to look down your pants, like, right there.
No.
I don't think so.
I think a female needs a female agent.
Yeah.
That's 100%. So how that even happened. Because that just yesterday when I traveled, same thing. A woman went through the scanner, you know, hands up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And something showed up. And they're like, we need a woman. We need a female, you know, agent.
Usually the way it is.
Right. Yeah. And so they called a woman over to deal with this woman.
God, what do you have?
Oh, she had nothing. She just patted her down and was like, okay, you're good.
Okay.
But something showed up on their little scanner that wasn't right. Mm. So how it even ended up that the guy is the one that got her in the first place, unless there were no female agents on shift or...
Well, he did it, right? He was like, get in the elevator.
Yeah. That was brutal. I'm glad they got him.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Chuck, this is going to hit you right in your core. An ice cream store robbery.
Jesus.
but a husband and wife fought back. A guy attempted to rob their ice cream shop, and they fought back. It's Texas, where everyone has guns,
too. Oh, yeah.
So they had their own weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen to this. Wait, hold on.
Get new fucking.
Oh, boy.
Get some old stuff.
Yeah.
Won't let me pass there. This happened. Yeah. Oh, I can't even say the name of the place. La Michoacana Authentica.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so here's
authentic
the story.
Authentic ice cream.
Take a listen.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Shoot him.
My husband could be dead right now. And it was like...
Back off the ice cream, man.
Crying, and I got nervous, and I was going to have like a breakdown thinking, okay, it could have happened.
Nadia Padilla is a champ in my book. I bet she'll be in yours. Take a close look at your screen. Nadia witnessed a man walk into her family's ice cream shop off Jones Road last Saturday evening. The man demanded money both in English and Spanish. As he attempted to rob Nadia's husband, Jorge, she calmly got up, kept her kids in the back, and retrieved her gun.
Did she shoot?
She then fired at the would-be robber.
Oh my God, she did shoot!
I hope he learned his lesson, and I hope everybody who can see that thinks twice. They think twice about it next time. You know, it's not that easy to just walk into a business and just say, give me the money. You know, they should be looking for a job, working like everybody else.
She grabbed his arm
and I pulled hard, really hard on him. At that point, my wife walks out and just, bam, fires a shot at him. And I'm like this, struggling with the guy, and he looked at my wife with the biggest eyes you can see, like this.
Well, I would have too, because I'm like, get new foot. You can't shoot that thing! Obviously, you have no idea where it's going, woman!
Yeah, she's just like,
boom. I'm like, like, she could have easily killed her own husband.
Absolutely, she could have. And you can't just fire at a guy who's robbing you.
So
I think they have said since they thought he could be armed with a weapon.
Yeah.
She's furious. Like, don't you rob my ice cream shop.
Boom!
Yeah. She was waiting.
If you blew a guy away, if there was no weapon produced, you're done, right? Like, that's
right. Sure. I think she is very lucky no one was hit, and she could say it was a warning shot.
Yeah, because of aiming it up.
Because she had no idea. She came out, I think, and it went off with less of, like, she just touched the trigger, and I think it went off.
You don't think she was planning to?
Well, I don't think she... I think she was, like, holding it. But it, I don't know if, like, why would you shoot?
Yeah, that's a crazy situation to shoot in.
You know, so he's grabbing the register. He's not grabbing the guy's holding him, and she's just like, I kill you.
That's it, right?
She reloads.
Yeah, she knocks
it again.
Because I don't know if she knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like, she will shoot you and kill you.
She's going to kill us both, man.
She would kill us, everyone.
I would have got down. He should have got down.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's safe.
All for whatever amount of money's in an ice cream register.
Yes.
It's crazy. But yeah, she was like, I'm not going to give you another warning shot.
No. She didn't even like.
She should just showed him the gun. That would have been enough, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
Go. Absolutely. There's a gun. I've got a gun. Get out. But then the guy, did you see he took the gun from her and ran after the guy?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Right at the end, the footage right at the end shows him taking the gun.
I thought he was just trying to get it out of her hands.
Well, I think he was, partially, but then he ran off after.
He wanted to be like the man, you know? He had to
he's like, Lisa, you almost killed me. Give me the gang.
Let me look a cool when the cops have come.
Yeah, I think this is the section here. He grabs it from her.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, and then he's on. He's like, I will kill him now. You didn't kill him, I will.
Those ice cream folk will kill you.
Yep. Yeah. Taking it really seriously.
They protect their ice cream.
There. I mean, what would
they're like the ice cream cartel.
$200 maybe that guy would have got. I mean, he knows he shouldn't be robbing from this family-owned ice cream store, but still, it's worth giving him the cash in exchange for your kids are there, for God's sakes.
I watch mommy kill a man.
Right? Your kids are in the store with you.
I watched mommy just to blow a guy's head off. It was a crazy day.
There was a blood and a mint chocolate chip everywhere.
Oh, my God.
We had to remake it. We just scrape off the top.
Oh, no.
I don't know why you rob anything in Texas.
No.
It's true.
I don't know why you'd ever rob anything.
It's so risky.
Like, my buddy's wife in Texas, let alone what my buddy has, but my buddy's wife in Texas had two matching pink, like, 9mm handguns.
Cowgirl guns?
Like, ready. No, like, not even cowgirl guns. Like, I'm talking, like, almost, like, police-style, 9mm, like, kill you so dead.
Two of them.
Two of them.
Pink.
Like,
because they're cute.
Because he's like, oh, God, yeah, they're super cute, but they'll kill you. Nick.
Yeah. How you doing, Nick?
Yeah, pretty good yourself.
Good. So there is a law that they would have been fined for doing this.
I think in Texas.
Yeah, it's called the Make My Day law, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
Like the Clint Eastwood Make My Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oklahoma and Texas. Yeah, my uncle lives in Oklahoma. He tells me about it every time I talk to him.
So if you feel threatened at all, you can just shoot.
Yeah. Especially if it's your own property, yep.
Oh, okay, so that's there you go. They would have been fine. Thanks, Nick.
Just come out shooting them.
Obviously, right?
Just like the old West, man.
I understand it. Like, you're trying to solve the thing. And maybe she has had training. It just didn't look like it. It looked like she just calmly walked back. I've never seen anyone more calm.
She was calm.
Calmly picked a gun up, turned, wheeled, and fired it into the air, into just who knows what.
Yep. Kind of in the direction of the action.
And I feel like if she was, like, really trained on it, she would have popped him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you could tell she wasn't trained.
Right.
Yeah, she wasn't that far.
Like, she would have popped him. She was not far.
No.
No. Not at all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A new survey asked people in America if they own any adult toys. And the results were pretty much split down the middle. Just over 50% say, yes, I have one.
And the rest were lying.
Yeah.
49. Just over 49% say they don't. I think there's a lot of guys that don't.
Oh,
well, that's
true.
But, you know, it's not as much of a difference as you'd think.
I would assume,
50% of women say they have one. 44% of men. That's higher than I thought.
Well, because they probably have stuff that they use on their girl. It's not always just for
them. Oh, it's not for their self-love?
Like, some of us have stuff for us.
Yep, okay, great.
But then some people have stuff, I think, for...
The ladies.
For the ladies.
For the ladies.
A little extra, you know, like the guy who wears a sleeve on top of it.
Sleeve guy.
Oh, the extender?
Extender guy, or, you know...
You don't want to be the extender
guy. The C-ring guy.
Yeah.
You know...
C-rings are big, right?
Right. Like, I mean, besides like a fleshlight type device... What else could you have as a man?
Butt plug.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, James. Right.
Thank you, James.
Yeah.
Butt plug for sure.
Okay, backdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's stick to the front here for a second.
Okay, stick to the front.
Let's stick to the front.
Let's leave the back.
To the back.
Yeah.
Like a fleshlight type device. What else is there?
The C-ring, the vibrating C-rings.
I'm wearing that with myself?
I think it gives you...
Great big bone.
Oh, really?
You know, it's because it traps everything. But I don't think you'd wear it for just yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to figure out the toys men could use with themselves in the front.
It's just a sleeve.
Depends on how lonely you are and how fired up you want to get yourself.
You're right. Sex doll.
Mm-hmm.
Like full-on sex doll.
Okay.
Silicone butt.
Those cages.
Silicone butt.
All the...
Those torsos. Those female torsos, right?
To bang in just a torso.
You can have that foot with
the vajankle. The forgot about the vajankle, the vagina ankle that
Jason's
you can have.
Got a good suggestion, too.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yes, sounding Jason. Utensils.
Oh, sounding Jason.
Sounding Jason. That's a really bad movie. Sounding Jason. Jason. A porn I don't need to see.
I'm not sounding. Just suggesting it.
Came to you pretty quick tonight on Sounding Jason.
It's a very romantic novel I could write. Sounding Jason.
Yeah.
Sound like a CW show.
It does.
Sounding Jason.
You're right. If you go from a chopstick to a Sharpie pen.
If you stick to the front, I guess there is a lot of stuff that you don't think about.
Okay, yeah.
You know, if you're sticking to the front, and then you're not even talking about the back.
Right. You get one of those, like, electrode things that you can connect to your nuts. And
One of those, like, tens. Like
because you're forgetting paddles and handcuffs. But to yourself? I'm going to paddle and handcuff myself? Ooh. Like I'm S&M-ing myself?
That's a crazy concept. To S&M.
Ow!
And I'm stuck. Ow! And I'm hitting myself.
I don't know. You can't S&M yourself, do you?
Well, okay.
Let me just ask. Hold on. I got to ask this question.
Yes.
Is there anyone listening to the show that S&Ms themselves?
Not for a show? Like not
like
for
just
a camp
like
show?
You for your personal pleasure.
Like I am about.
You beat yourself and handcuff yourself. Is there anyone?
I'm doing my own thing to myself.
Yes, you're your own.
Yelling at yourself.
Dominatrix.
Right, I'm like pouring wax on myself.
On yourself.
I am like
demeaning
burning
yourself.
I am biting myself.
Yes.
Self S&M.
Are you into, is S&M. Anyone listening to the show into self S&M just for you?
I'm not doing anything on camera for anybody.
For you, by you. For you,
by you.
For you, by you. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969.
That's that autoerotic asphyxiation, technically, right?
Oh, yeah, technically, you're right.
I guess that is. Okay, let's just rule that one out.
What about a pinch of the nips?
Yeah.
You're disturbing me.
Clamps, yeah.
Or even just yourself.
I guess if you clamp your own nips, that qualifies. I guess they do make time-release handcuffs and self-bondage stuff.
It's embarrassing if those go wrong. You want to get top
Battery
of the
died.
Line.
Battery died.
You want to get top of the
okay,
line.
Okay, this guy, hell yeah, got my full-length mirror to watch me. Clips and clamps. Clips and clamps.
It's not a movie I don't want to see.
No, you don't.
Clips and clamps.
No, you really don't.
Man, full-length mirror. Whenever I catch myself.
There we go. Yes, totally. It turns me on.
Can't find anyone else to do it to you, so...
You do it to yourself.
I'm the lonely S&M guy.
I just can't figure it out. I can't find anybody to help.
Spank yourself, Chuck. Yes, spank it.
I love it.
I don't know what.
Could you spank yourself that hard to give you like...
I was pretty hard when I just did myself.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
Chuck followed through with that one.
Yeah, he did.
It was
all right.
But if you had like a cat of nine tails or whatever, you could always whip your own back. Like that one guy in Boardwalk Empire would.
Yeah, like like those religious guys.
This is a guy who electrocutes his nuts when pleasuring himself.
Man.
Wow.
This is another person does it in the mirror.
You got to have a mirror if you're alone.
Yeah.
How else are you going to see
how beautiful you are?
I hit myself in the ball sometimes while doing it.
Oh. See, to me, that would be like...
I feel like your brain stops you from fully doing it. Don't you think?
Unless you really love... Unless you're...
And you're like, it's a pleasure thing.
Do you think you could, like...
Just flick a nut? No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I could.
I couldn't. If I did, I would lose my arousal.
To flick it like that?
If I got flicked. I've been flicked accidentally.
But I feel like I...
and I've lost.
Like, I wouldn't want to do it, but I'm just saying, like... Like, I'm loaded right now. Like, it's loaded.
Oh, see?
To just let it go?
You'd have to close your eyes.
Oh.
Because if you do just get a little flick, when you're not expecting it, it shuts everything down.
I just don't understand it, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand spanking myself.
No.
With a paddle?
Clamping myself.
How can I like even
I'm just
myself.
With me.
I'm just with you. Your night at home. Your Saturday me. Night.
You'd
your
have to have a Saturday paddling night. Machine, right?
Like you'd have
they
some crazy.
To make one.
They do have one.
Oh, they do.
They have a paddle machine.
They do.
Oh yeah, you can buy a spank machine,
and you just back your little booty up into
spank
it.
Spank machine.
Look up. Oh, a spank machine.
I feel like I've seen like a bike that you ride. You ride the bike, and then it
will spank
it powers
you.
Like a fan that goes around and will slap you. Oh. Yeah, slap you on the butt.
Spank machine.
Unless I just made that up in my mind.
Maybe it was in your fantasy.
Oh, oh, it's that old school.
That looks like something out of a torture chamber.
Yep.
Oh. Look at that thing.
Yep. You don't
see
even
that,
need anybody.
Does that? Oh well, this one has like a generator attached to it.
Mm. Yep.
Very inventive.
What's
I think it just like bends back and then releases.
Look at the positions.
Oh well,
my God, yep. Look at that fella.
That almost looks like what I was talking about.
It's
like
a lifting and spanking machine.
Yeah, but when was that designed? Like 1800s?
One of the originals.
That's an OG for right
She's
there.
She's been into that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
People been doing it.
See, there's one of the spank machines right there. Double powered spanking machine.
Craigslist ad sells a spanking bot.
Mm.
Don't buy it off Craigslist.
That thing is spanking.
Robo spanker.
Yeah.
Robo spanker. There it is.
Yeah. So there it is. Yeah. That's what I.
$850 built for serious spankies who are looking for serious punishment. It's not just a small spanking toy. It's a powerful spanking. Robo spanker. Chris is with us in Boston. Chris, so are you into self S&M?
Yeah, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
All right. So, yeah. So the way I figure this out, right, is I'm a kind of a tall guy. So, you know, one time I'm sitting on the couch and I'm kind of, you know, going to town on myself, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And throw my head back, you know, as I'm blasting off, I guess you'd say, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So throw my head back and I kind of get a little...
Hey, watch your mouth.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty great. It's good stuff. And wound up being a thing.
You're like hitting your head against a wall?
No, I think he's just like moving his head real fast backwards to create some kind of like blood.
No, my head was banging up against the wall.
Oh, you were knocking yourself.
Yes, and the messed up part about this is that we moved, and moving turned into an issue because where we put the couches, there's no wall behind this, right? To find a new way to do this thing.
You had to move a chair to a wall so you could wrap yourself.
Headbang and jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, not all the time, but every once in a while. You know what I mean? Nice little special treat.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wish you all the best, man. Good luck with all those concussions and brain damage.
I mean, it's like a prize fighter.
Yeah, I'm guessing you don't bang your head against the wall as you pleasure yourself.
That's a crazy fetish that will have some consequences later in life.
Yes, it will. Or sure maybe already.
Missing. Missing time.
You had to put a chair up against the wall. Your couch doesn't go up.
Gotta move a couch.
Jesus.
Oh my God, listen to this guy. Guys, I know it sounds crazy, but nothing gets me going better than a little light scorching of my nutsack during self-pleasure.
Scorching?
Scorching, Lisa. Here's how you do it. You shave first.
Yep.
Then you hit them with a light dusting of aerosol from hairspray.
Oh.
A little flick of a lighter to set those puppies ablaze for a couple seconds really gets you going. He sets his balls on fire.
Man. But he does that whole, like, magician method where it burns off the hairspray without doing any like damage to yourself. But I think it can go real wrong real quick, and you can burn yourself very badly.
That sounds like a burn wiener.
Yeah.
This person said, yeah, I do love smacking my balls as I finale. It feels amazing.
Smack them. That's wild.
And someone else said, I got a foot cramp once having sex, almost ended the night. Can't imagine a flick on the nuts. Mm-hmm.
Oh, foot cramps are
ooh,
no
I've had leg cramp.
I just don't understand it, I think is my problem.
I don't either. Yeah, there. I know lots of people who whip themselves over the shoulder or on the back, etc. So self S&M is a thing. Maybe not huge, but it's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Someone all they can picture is Chuck, you laying on a table pouring hot wax on your nipples.
I should think of that.
Yeah. Make a wish.
Yeah, should think of that.
Often. Yeah, thinking about
exactly what's happening.
How would you get all that wax out of your hair?
I just leave it in.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
just let it just roll
right
in.
Now, I'm covered in it.
Oh. Yeah.
You call me over and I brush it up for you.
Yeah, okay. No, like, I think if you're hairy like me, I don't think wax can be your thing. At least it shouldn't, unless what you also love is the pain of the removal
process. Yeah, maybe.
Process.
That'd be part of it.
Caught my roommate putting needles in his dong and scrote. He calls it deedling. I want to move out.
Jeez.
I don't blame you.
Close the door!
I saw... I think it was on this show when we were scrolling through stuff. There was an image we went by one time where it looked like a pincushion.
Oh, man.
The top part of a guy's...
It's not what they call it online. Deedling is just like diddling.
Oh.
Weenie diddling. What's that mean?
I don't know. You'd have to look like
look
penis...
At the hashtag on Twitter?
Penis...
Acupuncture.
Pincushion.
Penis pincushion is terrible words
together, but because when we scrolled through, I caught a glimpse of it and I realized it was a guy who just, you know, like as many as he could,
like a pincushion.
Yeah, those pain dudes.
Oh, man. Most people just call it needling, penis needling.
Maybe that guy just had a. Meant to say needling.
Well, you say it like that when you've got a bunch of needles in it.
I'm needling! Shut the door!
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez.
Goodness.
Yeah, like you'd have to put, like, make sure you put porn in the title.
Okay.
Oh, my.
All right, yeah. All right. Out of there. We're out of there.
Nope. Nothing good to be seen in those images. Nothing at all. Well, so I learned something new today. There's people into self S&M.
I guess I just thought your imagination would be enough, like while you're by yourself.
You would need
your imagination is enough. You don't have to like feel the whips whipping your back or the spank.
You want it, I guess. You want it.
Yeah, you
do. It sucks to be an S&M person with nobody.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell me about it.
Like, that's the worst.
Because to me, that would be so sad to spank myself.
I had to get an $850 machine.
To
have orgasms.
I love it. Like, seems you could crazy. Find all sorts of stuff. Like, you could find a guy's sleeve and you could find a guy's, you know, ring and all sorts of stuff. But if you find a guy's spank machine,
that's a wild find. Don't look in my office.
It's not like you can just hide it.
Yeah.
No, it's a big machine.
It's an $850 machine. It's like a log splitter. It's like a huge piece of
That's what I would say it was.
Oh, that's my log splitter.
That's a log spanker.
I'd have that. Yeah, no, it chops it with an axe. It doesn't have the axe attachment on there right
really?
Now.
Really? I was going to say, yeah. I don't see an axe.
No.
Yep. That's for wood.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.